Hey, John Robertson here, your executive director at Camp Chioka. Thank you so much for watching. We just wrapped up season 2 of the Christian Youth Camp podcast, so we thought we'd give y'all a little treat. This is a special bonus episode talking about Sabita Coffee. Today, I'm so excited to interview two of my favorite people. The first one is Connor Fordham. He's been a counselor here at Camp Chioka for 2 years and has just been amazing. Such an impactful person for counselors and loves coffee. Me and him made coffee so many different ways this summer, specifically Sabita, and we're going to get into that later. The second person is another one of my favorite people, my mom, Corey Robertson. She's on the board of Camp Chioka now, also drinks coffee, loves camp, and is going to talk about the mission side of Sabita. Sabita Coffee is part of a larger organization in Honduras called Mission Upreach. Mission Upreach provides education and summer camp for young people. They're doing amazing, amazing work there. A lot of the same things that we're doing here at camp. That's why it is such a natural fit to partner with them for coffee, which I drink every single day and we drink every day here at camp. Sabita also has its own podcast, the Sabita Podcast. I host that as well, so definitely check that out. Okay, let's call our first guest. Connor, great talking with you. Are you ready?
Absolutely. So ready.
Awesome. Awesome. So our first question, Connor, you have been such an impactful counselor here at camp. You've led devos and Bible studies and spoken. And your latest thing this year, you led the Coffee and Convo elective. So tell me a little bit about like what led into Coffee and Convo and what impact have you seen from that?
Yeah, awesome question. So my first year at camp, a group of counselors and myself led an elective that was pretty much walking through various spiritual disciplines and offering some insight from our experience walking through these spiritual disciplines in a conversation setting. And one of the things that I found was very awesome about that was just this this desire to have conversation, period. And throughout quarantine, I actually got super interested in coffee. And even while the quarantine, while we were at camp, prior to like having like campers there, just like making coffee every day, whether that's like espresso or whether that's like a pour over or doing cold brew, whatever that is, we had access to Sabita Coffee and it was just awesome. And so, I was trying to think of a way to perhaps, marry these two. And what's interesting about coffee, even in general, is just the nature of conversation that surrounds it, whether that's in a formal setting, whether that's in an informal setting, whether that's just getting to know someone or known someone for forever. Coffee for so long has been the central focal piece for a lot of people in a conversation setting. And so one of the things that we decided to do is discuss the discipline of conversation, specifically for believers or even with unbelievers also. And so we were able to, number one, have this section of teaching someone how to brew specific type of coffee using Sabita Coffee. And then on the front, on the back end of that, we discussed whatever discipline it was for the day, whether that's prayer, whether that's like studying or whatever that may look like. And so that's kind of the backstory of how we got to this place of Coffee and Convo. But as someone who was able to lead along with some other awesome people, it was an incredible opportunity to, number one, even share this desire to see conversation and combo like created. But it's also this for me to reflect that even looked like in a formal, informal setting. So yeah, awesome experience. It was so cool to do that. So
what kind of things like specific like at Coffee and Convo? Like you talked about coffee and pour overs and everything, but like on the spiritual side, like what are the kinds of conversations took place?
Yeah. So one of the things that we specifically targeted like high schoolers with this specific elective. And one of the things that we found to be reoccurring is there was always opportunities to have conversations in a formal setting over like prayer or over like studying God's word or over like meditation of God's word. But one of the things that high schoolers verbalize to us is the lack of opportunities to just casually discuss these things in normal conversation. And so that was what we wanted to kind of create an environment for, of just saying, hey, how can we like see this desire to have spiritual conversations with our friends, with people in general? How can we do that in a less formal way? And one of the things that coffee offered for us was to be able to do that. Like, let's talk about how the process of this coffee happens. And then naturally that can flow into this conversation of prayer, which seemingly may be two separate entities. But if that's a part of who you are, if the Holy Spirit resides in you and you're constantly thinking, you're constantly studying, then naturally conversation will come out. And so that was kind of the desire that we had specifically for conversation in general. To the spiritual aspect, we specifically each day intentionally started the conversation as leaders around this idea of prayer, where we would cast this large net of like this very broad question over prayer specifically. And then we would kind of refine that to this very specific question for each person and how they even understood and even answered the question through their own lens. And so I think that's something we really tried to do, is cast this large net, this very broad topic, and then let people kind of talk about it how they wish. And then at the end, we kind of came to this final conclusion, this final practical application of how can we replicate some of these spiritual conversations over prayer, studying God's word, meditation, fasting. How can we see this replicated outside of this context, just whether that's one-on-one or with the group or whatever that looks like? So
no, that's awesome. We this is something we talk a lot at camp about, everything being spiritual, from the games we play to prayer to drinking coffee. It all leads back to God in some form or fashion, because God's the creator of everything. So with coffee, so what Connor mentioned a second ago was making all this different kinds of coffee. We made Sabita coffee in every way you can imagine, from espressos, pour overs, siphons, Turkish coffee style, like almost any way you can think of, we made coffee. And we would do that every morning, pretty much. So by the time we got to camp, we did this for, almost a month and a half, making it. So talk about Sabita specifically, like what makes Sabita special? What was your favorite way to make it? Things like that.
Yeah. I think just like, one of the interesting things specifically about Sabita, and this isn't something that's offered, in a lot of specialty coffees, is the versatility, with every single type of brewing method. And that's really interesting. I think that honestly, that sets Sabita apart. One of those things that I saw, was like, okay, I can make a really good pour over and I can make a really good cold brew. And those two can translate throughout. And it's like that's very, very specific I found with Sabita. Like, not every cold brew coffee is really good in a pour over. And not every pour over is really good in a French press. And so like that was one thing I found really interesting about Sabita. Probably my favorite brewing method from them that we actually tried was the cold brew, actually. Really enjoyed seeing like the different ratios and how there was a lot of like margin for error with like not the best material for cold brew specifically. Another thing that I found was this like cold shocking of like a pour over, like having ice in the bottom of a pour over, and then making it like this cold brew, like really light, like smooth pour over that was really cold. And so again, like the versatility to Sabita coffee that we found while at camp and just being exposed to so many different opportunities is really, really cool. And that's something that I really value with Sabita. So
yeah, that's awesome. I agree. The cold brew really stands out just because it's so smooth. And that's what like everyone really talked about, is like you can just drink this, you can drink it hot and black, and that translates directly to cold brew, which a lot of coffees don't because of their acidity or whatever else is going on. Well, Connor, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you so much for watching, Connor. Thank you for the impact you've made at camp and everything you've done. So thankful.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again. Thank you, Sabita. It's been a pleasure to get to even invite on this and speak on my experience with it. So, yep.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Bye, man.
See you, brother.
Our next guest on the podcast is someone very special to me, obviously my mom. Mom, you've been a part of camp for so long. This podcast, though, specifically want to talk about coffee and Sabita. So tell me about just quickly, like, your role at camp right now and the impact that you feel like Sabita is making on camp.
Well, first, I appreciate you not saying how many years I've been involved with camp, because that would give away my age. But I really have grown up with yoga. My parents were a part of it. We've been a part of it. Now you're a part of it. So it is, absolutely very near and dear to our hearts. We love camp and love any ways that we can support it. I love this partnership with Sabita. Like, I think that coffee is something, I mean, I obviously drink every day. Most of us drink coffee every single day. So what better thing to be able to like give back and do something good with something that we're going to purchase anyway. And if you can purchase something and it actually does good and helps people in another country and then helps people right here in Louisiana, that's all the better.
Yep. I totally agree with you. It's so amazing that while we're doing our mission here at camp, we're also supporting a mission in Honduras, doing very similar things with summer camp and young people and education and everything like that too. So you do drink coffee every day. Can you taste the difference?
I love Sabita coffee. It's so good. Yes. It's so smooth. And, I am like not one that likes really bitter coffees, but I think Sabita is really smooth and good. I feel like it's a coffee that anybody's going to like. Yeah. And I think, one thing I think that could be that's really cool about Sabita is like we're able to use it at camp because, we drink coffee at camp as well. But also like, churches could get involved. Churches carried Sabita coffee because they're offering it to their members. That's a way that a church could like do a mission also within doing something where they're serving their people coffee every Sunday, but they're also as a part of a greater mission, which I think is a really cool thing.
Yeah. Mom, thank you so much for being on. Thank you so much for watching. This has been great. Thank you. Again, this has been the Sabita, Camp Chioca Sabita podcast, and we're so grateful that you're on. Bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Thank you all so much for watching. Sabita has played such a big role at camp this summer with Coffee and Convo, with the mission side of it in Honduras. We are so grateful to be partnered with them. If you would like Sabita, you can check it out at sabitacoffee.com. We have an amazing subscription service that gets it to you at the beginning of every month. It is absolutely one of the freshest ways to get coffee. I'd like to ask you to join me in prayer now. This is something we've done at the end of all of our podcasts, and we feel like it is so special. So please pray with me. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for Connor and my mom. You've gotten on here to speak. Thank you for Sabita and Mission Upreach and people in this world who just want to do good because their love that flows from your love for us. Thank you for Sabita. Thank you for camp. We are so grateful for your blessing here. Give us courage and help us to be more loving every day. In Christ's name, amen.